So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, in the case of two more partners in the courtyard, one cannot compel the other to split up the yard unless there remains four amis for each partner. Similarly, in the field, one partner cannot compel the other to split up the field unless there remains an area large enough to sow 9 kav of seed for each partner. Rehuda says, a field can be split up even if there remains an area of only 9 half kavan, which is 1/24 kavan for each partner. A garden is not split up unless there remains a half a kav for each partner. Rabbi Akiva says, base roiva, a garden can be split up even if there remains an area of only 1/4 kav for each partner. The Mishnah adds other properties or items that are not split up. Unless each share is of a significant amount, such as a traklin, a mansion, a birdhouse, a talis, a garment, a bathhouse, a pressing house, a field with a well. The general rule is zaklal. Kol sheyicholek b'shmoyolav chalken v'mlav ein chalken. If after the property is split up, each share would be large enough to still retain its function and name, only then can one partner compel the other to split it. But if each share would be too small and it would not retain its function and name, one cannot compel the other to split it. The Mishnah, however, makes the following distinction. Eimasai bizman she'ein shneim roitzin ein chalken. Only if both partners do not agree to split, one cannot compel the other to split. If both partners agree to split, even a small amount can be split up. However, the scrolls of Tanakh may not be split up even if both partners agree it, because as Rashi explains, it's a bazillion to cut them. The Gemara first discusses the halachas of dividing a chatzer. Amar, Ravasi, Amar, B'yechanan. Arba amas she'amru chutz mishal psachem. The shear of four amas for each partner is besides for the area in front of each doorway, because as Rashi explains, tzarech habayisein, lefarek masoyim al chamor. This area is needed for each partner to unload his donkey. And tzarech she'ya arba amas l'shar tashmishin. An additional four amas is required for all of the uses. Rav Huna says, Chatzim mischalekis lafi pescheha. The yard is split up as per its doorways. As Rashi explains, in the case of a father who bequeaths to his two sons, Chatzir uvashnei batim. The echad mehen pesuchin loy shnei pesachim lachatzir, or the bayis hasheni im pesuch lachatzir el pesach echad. A courtyard which has two houses. One has two doorways, and the other has only one doorway. The first gets 2/3, and the other gets only 1/3 of the yard. Rav Chizit disagrees and says, Neisten arba amas l'cho pesach o pesach v'ashar chalke m'shava. Even in this case, each partner first gets 4 amas for each doorway, and the remainder of the yard is then split evenly. As the Brisa elaborates, Hoy lezeh pesach rochav shmoyna amas, neitel shmoyna amas ba'erich ha'chatzer, v'arba amas ba'erich ha'chatzer. For each doorway, one gets its entire width by 4 amas depth, so that if the doorway is 8 amas wide, the owner gets the area of 8 by 4 amas in front of his doorway. The Gemara discusses three types of doorways that do not get dalet amas in the yard. Rav Huna, achsadra ein lo dalet amas. If a person has a portico in the yard, an area with a roof on 4 columns but no walls, he does not get 4 amas in front of its entryway because he has no need for lefarik masoim al chamayra, as Rashi explains. Lefisher stam bayis ein uponim mikelem. Vi efshu lahachnes chamayr im masoi bebayis lefarik lisham. He cannot bring the donkey inside the house to unload it, because there are household items there. But he can bring it inside the portico, because one does not keep household items there, since they would be exposed to the elements. For a chicken coop, one does not get 4 amas in front of its entryway, because the chickens climb in and out of the coop and do not require any additional space. For a house that is partially covered with a roof and partially uncovered, even if the outer part is covered, one does not get 4 amas in front of its entranceway because the animal can be brought into the inner part where there are no household items and be unloaded there. Amrav Huna, If one resident of a mavi wants to enclose the area in front of his doorway, all the other residents can prevent him from doing so because shemar ba'alein asaderech. He caused them to take a longer route around this area. However, the Gemara concludes that this is actually a machlekes in a brisa which discusses chamish chatzeres habsuchas lamavi. Five courtyards open to one alleyway. At one end there is a rishus harabim, and the other end is closed. Rabbi holds, kulam mishtamshes emachritzayna. The four inner chatzeres may use the area in front of the outer chatzer because, as Rashi explains, lekulam yeshlen derech lotzis derech reichel rishus harabim, v'chol sheyeshli derech yeshli tashmish she'enem ha'akev derech ha'mavi. Since they all have the need, and therefore the right, to exit to the rishus harabim through this area, they also have the right to use this area in a way that does not obstruct its path. However, the outer chatzer may use only the area in front of it, but not the area in front of the inner chatzeres, because she'en la lein derech. They do not have the need or the right to walk through this area. And accordingly, regarding echad mimnei mavi shebikish listim keneged pischei, enclosing the area in front of his doorway, only the inner residents can be ma'akav an outer resident from doing this, but the outer residents cannot be ma'akav the innermost resident from doing this, because they have no right to walk through this area. Shim ben Elazar disagrees and says, Chamesh chatzeres habsuchas l'mavoi, kulan mishtamshes b'mavoi. All the chatzeres, even the outer ones, have the right to use the entire area of the mavoi, even the inner areas. Therefore, regarding Echa b'mnei mavoi, shebikish listim keneged pischei, the residents of all the chatzeres, even the outer ones, can be ma'akif. The Gemara discusses another scenario. Echa b'mnei mavoi, shebikish l'hachzeh pischei l'mavoi acher. If a person whose house is situated between two mavois, two alleyways, but opens only to one mavi, and he now wants to open his house to the second mavi. Rav Ami ruled, b'nei mavi ma'akvin alav. The residents of the second mavi can prevent him from doing so, because this will increase the traffic in the second mavi. However, this is only if he's opening a new door for the first time. However, as Rebbe rules in the Braisa, ha'yisasim obikish l'poischei, ein b'nei mavi ma'akvin alav. If he once sealed this doorway and now wants to reopen it, the other residents cannot prevent him from doing so because he already had the right to open into this mavi. However, Rava qualifies this ruling. Only if leporus et patsimov, ein b'nei mavi ma'akvinalov. Only if he did not remove the doorposts, the other residents cannot be ma'akvin because, as Rashi explains, the galitaiti de leisilik navshe, v'seifo lepeischa l'achar zman. He has indicated that he only sealed the door temporarily and he intends to reopen the original door sometime later. Aval parats et patsimov, b'nei mavi ma'akvinalov. If he did remove the doorpost, the other residents can be ma'akev because he has indicated that he sealed the door permanently and had no intention to reopen it. Therefore, he is now considered to be opening a new door into the mavi, which he cannot do without their permission.